What's up? What's up? This your boy Mark Curry from Hanging with Mr. Cooper. But you know what? Now I'm hanging with the homie Popo, politicking. You know how he do. Self-help hip-hop. That's right. Say that again. Say that fast. Self-help hip-hop. That's what's up. He representing San Diego, Oceanside, anything with a beach he representing. That's right. He's trying to preserve hip-hop culture. You know what I mean? I like that because we need to preserve it because pretty soon the youngsters ain't going to even know what you know what's up. You know what I mean? He's also introducing future stars, so get at him. He got a podcast. He's deep. He's Popo. You know how you do it. Popo politician. You spell that, that's P-P-P. How we feeling? Peace out.
PoPolitikin.com.
Welcome back to PoPolitikin.com, your home for self-help meets hip-hop. Make sure you go on Spotify and we're on Apple Music, YouTube. Type in PoPolitikin, list some of our interviews since 2008. 1212, one place to be with Kev Robinson. How you doing, bro?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, back on. This is second or third time on.
Third. Number three, alumni on this motherfucker, man.
Yeah, I would say you done dropped about 5 books since the last interview.
Shit, I dropped 2. Well, I got 1. I got 1 out. And then I have 1, the reason why I'm on, the G-Code. Okay. The rules and regulations of the game that come out Tuesday the 22nd.
All right. So I would say I saw that before we talk about that one. I know the one that you have out now is the flipping phones.
Yeah, flipping phones, get into a bag. I actually put that on. I put that together because if you ain't ever checked out my podcast before, it's called Kevin Hates Hip Hop, and I've had it 6 years, 6.5 years. And one thing that I always push is ways you can make money. You know what I'm saying? So specifically for cats from the hood who might not have a trust fund to tap into or rich Uncle Richard who can give you 10 racks to start that whatever business. You know what I'm saying? So I always talk about little businesses you can side. And I don't really like calling them side hustles because I feel like any side hustle can turn into a primary business. You know what I'm saying?
Income. We can call it that.
Exactly. It's just another asset. So from my podcast, I always talk about, you know, different assets you can create for less than $1,000. You know what I'm saying? I've had multiple episodes on this, different things you can start. And one of them that I picked up on a couple of years ago was flipping smartphones. So I created a ebook for it, flipping phones. You can tap into it at my Gumroad, gumroad.com/KevHatesHipHop. And you can tap into it. And I have a breakdown how you can make up to $600 a day flipping smartphones. You know what I'm saying? So I put that out about a month ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's really going to show you, like, if you got about $300-$400 or $250 and you want to learn how to flip that shit, you know, smartphones, you can do it within a day. Like I said, like, I break down all the steps on how to source the phones, how to make sure they're not stolen. Because, you know, niggas be trying to sell you a stolen iPhone. It's a lot of different ways you can go about it. And where you can sell them to. Now, a lot of times cats are thinking, like, oh, you going to tell me to sell it on eBay. No. I got a distributor where all they do is they buy used technology and they pay you. You send them a PayPal invoice and you tell them what you're sending them. And they pay you right there on the spot. And you ship the phone to them, and you know what I'm saying? It's like clockwork. So,
how much did that book?
That book is $47.99. So, this is a legit business book. This ain't no get rich quick scheme. This is like for anybody. You know, if you got I would tell anybody, I actually had one of the homegirls I grew up with, her son turned 12 years old, and she hit me in the DMs on IG when I put the book out. And she gave him $300 cash, and she bought the book. You know what I'm saying? And she got him flipping phones and shit. And this was like 3 weeks ago. And in the first week, he made $1,000. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so it's a lot of good, impactful information in there. And it's, like I said, it's recession-proof. Because we're always going to – there's always going to be iPhones. They just going to keep evolving every year. You know what I'm saying? So, that's – a business. That's one of the first side hustle books I put out. I'm gonna put out a lot of different ones But the main book I'm here for is the G Code, the rules and regulations of the game. That's the book that I wanted to come on and talk to you about. You feel me?
Let's go. So what was take us back to the genesis of the book. What made you come up with the book?
So one of my most popular episodes, Kevin Hates Hip Hop, like I said, I talk a lot about, my podcast is evergreen. So I got shit on business. I got shit on, like you said, you do self-help and hip hop on here. I pretty much do the same thing on my podcast. And one of my most popular, actually the most popular episode I ever did was one called The G-Code. And I broke it down, this podcast, this episode, into three different parts. And basically, I put that episode out. I think I'm almost 300 episodes in now. I think I'm on like 290 or some shit. But it was one of the first 50 episodes. It was the first year. You know what I'm saying? So this was, about 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And when I checked the analytics, it does quadruple what the other episodes do. Like, the other episodes do good, but the G-Code, that's the one everybody went to. So, and I had this cat on my podcast, a young cat, about 10 years younger than me. I'm about to be 36. This kid was probably about 24. He played in the NFL, and he was telling me how he got introduced to me based upon that episode and how he didn't have no older brother. He didn't have nobody really put him up on game because you can't be game goofy out this motherfucker. Like, it's been a lot of weird, goofy shit going on in the last decade. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats didn't have that father figure, or not even so much father figure, like a cool uncle or a cool older brother. They weren't there to really give them the game. And the game, like I said, is more or less like the G and G code, depending on whatever lifestyle you live. The G can stand for gangster or gentleman, just like Styles P's first album, Gangster and a Gentleman. And, you know, you got to have that meet. I always looked at life like you got to have that duality. And I've always had that where, you know, when I was younger, I was on some extra street shit, but I always tried to be smooth with it. I didn't want to be too hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, some niggas just be too hot. You know what I'm saying? So I always had that little gentleman side. And I basically packaged all of the game I soaked up from, you know, sitting talking to my grandfather and my uncles and shit and my dad and shit. And I packaged that game into something that I felt like young men, and particularly young black men in particularly, could soak up and be that God that they need. You know what I'm saying? So I got a chapter called, because it's a lot of goofy shit going on in mainstream music. Like, I look at it like this, man. Me and you from the 80s. We was born in the 80s and shit, right? So in the 90s, that was our playground. We was in high school and middle school. And if you didn't have a dad or a cool uncle or some shit, you're going to take up the energies you get from the music you listen to, right? Yeah, so
and Too Short and 8 Ball.
Yeah, right. You feel me? So we had the alpha male. Yeah. We had the alpha male bravado. You feel me? Like, if you didn't have no dad, you could have listened to Pimp C or E-40 or Nas. You feel me? Or Master P. And these was niggas not that much older than you who could have, like, damn, I want to kind of emulate that. And these was real men.
You think Jay-Z was doing that? I think Jay-Z was doing that too.
And my thing is, when it comes to hip-hop, like, I like shit where niggas are giving me game. I don't really give a fuck about... I had a period in my life in college where I went through the whole backpack nigga period, and I was just listening to niggas, like, that was on that metaphysical analytical, all that shit. I had that little period in college, but I still was fucking with street nigga shit. I still was listening to Gucci. I still was listening to Yo Gotti. You feel me? But I felt like in when I was young, if I would not have had my dad or my uncles or my grandfather, if I would have been listening to the artists I was listening to, Scarface and E-40 and Too Short, I still would have been gamed up. Not as gamed up, but I still would have had that indirect game coming in. And I feel like in mainstream hip-hop in the last 15 years in particularly, it's been a whole lot of simping. It's been a whole lot of goofy shit going on. You know what I'm saying? And it went from... being an alpha male and bossed up to simping and tricking and being effeminate, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what it went to. And I'm not gonna name no names of no rappers, because some of y'all favorite rappers, they be out here acting real feminine. You know what I'm saying? And it's taught a whole generation of niggas who are like in their 20s right now, that they might not have a dad, a solid nigga, like a solid dad, not just some goofy nigga that's there. That game goofy. You know what I'm saying? So the game switched to 180 since we was younger. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I put a book together, man, because I hear all type of shit, man. I got a chapter called Thou Shall Not Dirty Mac, because niggas be dirty Mac. You know what I'm saying? I got all type of, but it's just something I put together. I feel like the last time there was a book of this type of detail was when Tariq Nasheed was putting out books on game. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like I needed to fill that void, because I had talked about it for a long time, G. Like, I used to always be like, damn, niggas, they not gamed up. This generation ain't as gamed up as we was. And had a lot of different factors, you know? I look back on it, Joe Biden, crime bill, 1994. So a lot of niggas that might have been born in 97, 2000, your dad might have went to jail for selling some trees for 20 years. So you didn't have that father figure in the crib like you was supposed to, you know? So, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to be nobody dad or nothing. I'm just, if anything, I'm the cool uncle or the cool older brother. You know what I'm saying? Just here to give you some game. Because a lot of the shit I talk about in the book could save your fucking life. And that's no cap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say, what do you think about, like, speaking of hip-hop, I don't know if you've been keeping up with, like, a lot of the rappers. They always get caught up on the phone. They be, you know, somebody be recording it. I know I was listening to the Bow Wow. His shit got released. Mm-hmm. Joe Budden's shit got released.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, it seemed like the girls, I think Joe Budden did his pretty smart, but they be trying to set you up with that shit now. That was something we didn't have to deal with growing up.
And the thing is, it's like, the game is totally different, man, compared to, you know, when we was in our 20s, because, like, our generation, we have analog, you know what I'm saying? We remember a time when we had to remember phone numbers. We remember a time before the internet. We remember before, you know what I'm saying, America Online and Black Planet and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So the game now is, it's like, especially if you, and this is for any nigga listening that's, like, you getting paper and you in the public light, like, you an actor, or you a industry nigga, you a rapper, or you an athlete, trust me, my nigga. If you didn't get that shit before you got that paper, she might not really be down for you. You know what I'm saying? She might just be in there just for the paper. You feel me? And it's a whole generation. After Corinne, what was her name? Superhead came out. Nigga, it's been all these motherfuckers.
Man, they help nobody dropping all them goddamn books.
Man, Superhead like, came out. Superhead came out and she kicked in the door and she changed the whole, it was like a paradigm shift, man.
You can
like,
start off this shit now?
Yeah, like you can, like, and it's a lot of gang goofy women as well who ain't looking to come in and build some shit with a nigga. They looking to just take, you feel me? So they'll say, nigga, like, if any of you pro athlete niggas, you young niggas, you might not have had somebody give you no game. And most of these bras, they, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them, they might just want to get you for that check, bro. So they might extort your ass, you know. A lot of you niggas need to get NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, before you even pull, do what you're going to do with somebody. Mm. Man, hold on. You need to sign this shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, a lot of y'all high level, and I know it's some high level niggas that listen to this shit. You feel me? So all you young athlete niggas, especially young rap niggas, you got a bag, you online. Man, a lot of these girls, they looking for a come up, nigga. They will fucking come up off your damn floor, nigga. They will take, they'll screenshot your shit, sell that shit to TMZ, and they coming up. So you got to be careful, man. You got to be careful. You got to know how to discern when somebody's really down for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's, and that could go for just a nigga that work at UPS, a Foot Locker, whatever, my nigga. Like, yeah, you got to know when somebody really down for you. That's important. Talk about that in the book.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think one thing is with dudes too, man, just because you make money don't mean you got the game. Like, you got to be humble sometimes, because they be thinking, man, like, oh, I'm making all this money, you can't tell me shit. But then when that bitch took you all your money and you by yourself, you're gonna be sad.
Yeah, and you gotta And that's reality. That's real truth, man. Like, you know, you can't, the thing is what money does is it makes you or amplifies who you were before. So if you was a goofy motherfucker before you got that paper, you going to be super goofy motherfucker when you get the paper. If you was a nigga that was super gamed up before you got that serious bag, you're going to be even more gamed up. But don't rest on your laurels, man. Like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to, like, as black men, especially in America, we have to have a sixth sense for the bullshit, period. So, you know, whether you a blue-collar nigga or whether you a nigga, like, really getting to the bag corporately, especially the corporate niggas, niggas, like, really getting them six and you know, six figures on a regular and, you know, seven figures on a regular, y'all niggas definitely got to keep your head on a swivel because there's so many ways you can fall off. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, you right, bro. I definitely agree with you on that shit.
Man, I don't know if you kept up with that Megan Stallion, Tory Lanez situation, but that situation then, I thought what made it worse was Drea. She was saying some shit like, oh, he must really loved her if he shot her and shit like that. So I thought her ass wouldn't make no sense. Yeah, she was like, oh, I would love a man to shoot me. He must really love me. She was saying that. She said that shit on radio. So then Rihanna like dropped it from her clothing line for saying that dumb ass shit. Cause that was like, So I'm saying you got all these them the girls people look up to saying dumb shit like that.
I know. And it's like you got a bunch of, and I don't blame the young cats, man. If you know, like I said, you was born in the 90s, the 2000s, and you look up to, you know, whoever, you know, in the media. But the motherfucker goofy, and you want your parents or the people raising you was goofy. And a lot of y'all ain't got raised by nobody. You might just had your grandma, so your generation gap is too big, so you're not going to listen to her. You know, you might be getting led astray. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole generation. It's always been game goofy shit. Every, you know, since the beginning of time. But I feel like, you know, the reason why I wrote the book was because, and I feel like the reason why the episodes, the G-Code did so well was because it's not common sense to be gamed up in this motherfucker, man. It's really not. You know, things that came to me second nature ain't gonna come second nature to the average person. You know what I'm saying? So I made sure that I packaged this shit up and I put it in the book, you know, so cats can really soak up some game. But yeah, it's been a lot of weirdo shit going on, man, the last couple of years, man. So I was just like, man, let me put this out and, you know, give cats some instructions and shit. Like I said, the last book I read that was ganged up like this was 20 years ago. And that was 20 years different. You know what I'm saying? Tariq Nasheed, you know, he put out The Art of Macking. You know what I'm saying? And Player Be Played and, you know, all of that shit. And a lot of shit he was writing in that book, I had already known because, you know, I was getting game from my uncle and my dad and shit. But it's just good to, you know, even if you are gamed up, it's just good to refresh it. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah.
I'm saying, so what is, like, the most, you saying, game goofy? What are the, like, the shit you've been seeing this year that's kind of, like, stand out the most?
Man, personally, the most game goofy shit that I've seen, you said this year?
Yeah. Since 2020. Crazy.
It's been, you know, this whole year, and it's only September. Damn near, it feel like this motherfucker been 18 months, bro. Like, it's so much shit that happened. Just in January, you're like, damn, I feel like that was 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Most game goofy shit. It honestly, to me, it was just some personal shit. I'm not gonna air it out. It was a friend of mine went through something, and it was grown ass men. Fucking dirty macking, like a grown ass man dirty macking my boy to get to somebody. You know what I mean? So dirty macking would be you talking shit about another man to try to get favor within a woman. And a lot of niggas do that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I think I have a problem with that too. I'm saying it's like my homies, but it's like ever since I knew him, he always kind of been like that. So it's kind of like
he ain't your friend, man, bro. Nah, for real. Like I look at it like this, bro. Like if I've had jealous friends in the past, bro. Like once you see that twinge of hate, and if it's not directed at you, it's directed at somebody else. They doing it to you too when you're not around. You know what I'm saying? So when I see that shit, like, I'm good. Like, I can't fuck with you. Like, and I've had friends in my past in my 20s. Because in my 20s, you know, all I cared about was fucking rap and shopping and going partying. So, you know, I was more open to hanging out with more people. But as I discern myself a lot more in my 30s, man, look, you show me one sense of hatred, and it ain't got to be towards me. I can't fuck with you. You feel me? So if your homie is Dirty Mackie, not you, but niggas around you, or, oh, that nigga, whoa, 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 he doing it to you too.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, he is. And you can't have that around you, bro. That's toxic energy. You got a family and a beautiful kid and shit, and this nigga probably over there salty. You know what I mean? You got a podcast. You feel me? You got the cool businesses on this. Like, niggas hate that shit. And just think about it. Even if you wasn't directly hating on you, he damn sure what eventually was. So the more you start to succeed, it's gonna come out directly. So I had one of my best friends in my 20s, man, until I started to discern myself and really like look at the like pay more attention to the energy. Cause that's something I didn't do in my 20s. Like I used to be like, hey, who wants to go get fucked up? And then we would just go to the bar and just, you know, but I don't be out like that no more. I'm 36, man, in a fucking week and shit, man. Like, I don't have time for none of that, and I don't have time for bad energy. So I started really paying attention to niggas' energies, and it's like, if you're not trying to build me up like I build you up, I'm not talking about gas me. Don't fucking gas me. I do stupid shit, call me on it. But if I can't, if you ain't trying to be an asset to me like I am to you, I don't want you around me. I don't have time for liabilities. And a hating ass nigga is a liability, big time. You know what I'm saying?
I would say, I don't know if you have this in your book, but I feel like your homie's girl is off limits. Even if they ain't together no more, the girl is off limits. Like,
bro.
I feel like anytime I see a dude do some shit like that, I ain't cool with him.
And that's what I was saying. Like, one of my homies dealt with that shit. Like, the nigga he thought was the homie, my man moved out of state. And the nigga homie, he fucking created a whole relationship with his ex-broad. So basically, his ex-broad was looking for the nigga downfall. She wasn't really down with him from jump, and neither was that nigga. And this is a nigga he had known 10 plus years, 15 years. You know what I'm saying? So you got to discern that, man. Like, when you first meet somebody, they show you who the fuck they are. You just got to pay attention to that energy. It might not be, that negative shit might not be directed at you directly, like when they talking about they hating on somebody, but trust me, because a lot of times people are like, oh, they don't do that to me. Eventually they will.
Yeah.
They got bad energy, it's gonna happen to you too. You know what I'm saying? So it's way too many women out here for niggas to be coming from a scarcity mindset. And I feel like a lot of people come from a scarcity mindset. A lot of niggas do. You know what I mean? But if a nigga will talk to your girl, he wasn't your partner in the first place. He was looking for your downfall, period. You know? So I talk about that in the book.
When the book dropping?
September 22nd, man. That's my birthday. So I'm going to be 36 on that day. This is, I talked about the phone flipping book. That's a business ebook. But this is the book, the one I really put a lot of emphasis into it. September 22nd. Tuesday, you can cop it on Kindle. If you don't have a Kindle, you can get the Kindle app. You can also get it on Gumroad. So you will go to Gumroad. I'll tell you the easiest way to get it, man. Go to my Twitter, at Kevin A. Tip Hop, or my Instagram, at Kev. I mean, Twitter's at Kev A. Tip Hop. Instagram's at Kevin A. Tip Hop. Click on my link tree in my bio, in the bio of that link. And it's going to give you the three different ways you can buy. You can buy an audiobook. That's going to be on my Bandcamp. Kindle. If you don't have Kindle, you can download the Kindle app on your phone. or you can buy it through PDF, regular PDF format on my Gumroad. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate anybody that cop it. Make sure you tag me when you get it, even if you pre-order it, at Kevin A. Tipop on IG, and I'll definitely reshare you back on the IG story.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I know like a lot of times people will say, oh, how long did it take you to write the book? But it seems like you've been doing this, working on this book your whole life. So you got, you know, game is like.
Yeah, it's something. It's definitely something I've been put together. I put a lot of emphasis into it, man. It's like I said, it's a lot of times where I say certain shit to somebody that might be younger than me, and they'd be like, damn, bro, I didn't even know that. It's like, to me, it's common sense. So after a while, it's just like, damn, G, like, this is common sense to me, but to the average person, it's not. And like I said, the G code stands for gentleman. So gangster and gentleman. So just trying to put you up on game. Like, you know, some of the chapters I got, I'm going to name a couple just so y'all know what you're getting into. Pull it up on my phone. Let's see. All right. So some of the chapters, right? We got Can't Knock the Hustle, right? That's a chapter. Chivalry Ain't Dead. Thou Shalt Not Dirty Mac. Fear Is My Worst Enemy. Integrity Is Key. Every Rookie Sucks. You know what I'm saying? Those are just some of the names of the chapters. So it's not just me talking about dating and shit. It's just talking about being a better man, period. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's why I wrote it, man. Like you said, it's definitely been something in the making. And I created my own book publishing imprint, Renaissance Noir Publishing. So I'm going to be putting out a lot of books, a lot of books. So if anybody has a book that they might want to get published, holler at me on IG, man, straight up.
All right, man. I want to say thanks for coming through politicking with me.
Definitely, bro. You gonna be on a book? You gonna be on a book club meeting on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. We are gonna go an hour early because of football. So.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Huh? Football back.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Poe from PoePolitikin.com. I'm into wholesale real estate. I did an online course and I thought it was pretty cool, so I want to share it with y'all. The name of the course is called the Varsity Class, and it's an online course that will teach you the tools to become a real estate investor. This course will show you everything you need to know about wholesaling properties and real estate that can potentially earn you $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 or more. So you can make a lot of money in this wholesale real estate. This is a good course to get your foot in the door. So you can change your life today. And the link is bit.ly/PoeHomes. So bit.ly/PoeHomes with an S. So thank you. Check it out. I'll holla.
The Poe Politicking Show is brought to you by Audible. With over 180,000 titles to choose from, Audible is great for any continuous learner wanting to grow and expand their knowledge and insight. Go to www.audibletrial.com/POAudio and get an audiobook of your choice free with a 30-day trial. After the trial, your paid membership will begin at $14.95 per month. With your membership, you will receive one credit every month, good for an audiobook on Audible. Cancel before your trial ends, and you will not be charged. So go to www.audibletrial.com/POAudio and download a free book by Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, Napoleon Hill, Les Brown, Damon John, and more. Always remember that knowledge is power.